Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. We're trying to reach our guest here, and I'm hoping we can get Dr. Bo Kabbala on. He's an expert in political science. There's a few things that I think have been importance that we can talk about. I guess while we wait a little bit, you know, there's been a lot of reaction to the D.C. shooting. There was one on Fox, and Representative Tenney, I believe out of New York, Representative Tenney is a Republican and was asked about this and the consequences of some of the rhetoric that we saw regarding calling guardsmen in D.C. stormtroopers. Maybe this could be a part of it. Let me play this for you while we wait for our guest.
And remember, these are American heroes. These are people who have answered the call to serve, especially our National Guardsmen. They're serving every day in a regular job and then going on to do continued work and serving our nation in uniform. And it's just a tragedy that this could possibly happen in our country. And obviously, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, we're going to be looking into this further, as you heard from Judge Jeanine Pirro, now, Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General Jeanine Pirro. I feel terrible for these families. This is just, what happens when you have the other side referring to these National Guardsmen are doing a phenomenal job here in the District of Columbia, making it safer for everyone, residents and people who go to work here every day and families. And, you know, I think about, some of the Democrats are referring to these people as stormtroopers and as occupation forces. And it's part of the continuation of the defund and demoralize the police movement that was started back with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, continuing to vilify these people who serve in uniform. And it's all of our police force. The first responders, our linemen are keeping our energy going across our nation and our state. It's just a real tragedy that this could possibly happen. And here we are on Thanksgiving Day when these people were just doing their job, you know, very young people.
And we're talking, I mean, just sworn in. We're talking very, very young, 20-year-old in this case that passed. And just ambushed, just come in and shot. And I believe from the accounts of it, they had their weapons taken, continue to be shot. It's just absolutely horrific. Things that you don't think are survivable. And the West Virginia Attorney General, J.B. McCuskey, was talking about this too and his disappointments with the Biden administration and this attitude that, hey, you have to be sympathetic and we should let everyone in, was a terrible attitude to have.
And I think we should also try to find out who this person has been around. Apparently, he's been in the country for several years. We know nothing, at least at this hour, about what job he may or may not have had and where else he was getting support.
Which the Fox anchor there mentioned this hour, which is good to point out because he knows that interviews like this, particularly audio clips that could be taken and played on radio programs like this, will be after the fact. So there's going to be a lot of information that comes out while we, you know, listen to clips and we'll be like, oh, we know that answer now. But it's good to point out that, okay, at this time when they were talking, this is what was known.
Yeah, and we all saw the airplanes leaving Afghanistan during the disastrous Biden withdrawal, which just absolutely undid years of hard work by many people, not just from West Virginia, but all over the place. And, you know, we had airplanes full of people that we didn't know who they were. Our state is also leading an amicus for a soldier who got blown up by an Afghani national on a base in Afghanistan.
That's right.
A very similar situation where it was somebody who'd been vetted by the military and exploded a bomb on a military base. So, you know, we didn't know always who these people were there. And the Biden administration did absolutely nothing to figure out who they were in the wake of that disastrous withdrawal.
Yeah. And when you see the pictures, it just makes it even worse when you look at it and say, this is exactly what we said would be problematic when the vetting bar is so low that we just can't guarantee that people coming in have the best intentions. Now, I understand that even people with bad intentions could lie and skirt the system, but there's not much in the way of skirting the system when the policy is everybody in.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There's no skirting the system there. And, you know, I played this from Frank Lutz before. People are pro-immigrant for the most part.
And, you know, generally speaking, since taking office in January, President Trump has enacted pretty sweeping changes to U.S. refugee policy and foreign assistance. He campaigned largely on doing those types of measures as well. Just in the polling you've done and the folks you've spoken to, have people generally been supportive? Not so much the border is one thing, but sort of the pulling back of, again, some of these refugee programs and foreign assistance.
We're split.
Yeah.
We want wide gates and tall fences. We want people to come here legally. We're still pro-immigrant, but we're pro-legal immigrant, not illegal immigrant. And so the public would say, do whatever you have to do to keep people who are committing crimes out of the country. But for those who want to come here for the right reasons and have the right commitment, they would say yes.
Yeah, I think so. The right commitment. Here's part of the problem, too. We really didn't have that threshold for a long time. And because they skirted the law for so long, they thought, well, I should have some sort of immunity from evading the law because I've done it so successfully for the past decade or two or three. Then why bother it now? That's not the right way to look at it. And I'm glad Donald Trump doesn't look at it that way, too. I've read some accounts of these ICE raids and how they go down, and it's real fascinating to see how different people handle the same story, meaning some people will say the stormtroopers are coming in and they're wearing the masks and they're beating up old ladies and they're, you know, we're a fascist regime that's coming in and he's a dictator and this is how the Nazis did it. You know, this is the type of mainstream media narratives that they're putting out about it. Then I read some accounts from journalists that were there, like, okay, there's a person here in Detroit. His name is Charlie LaDuff. I've interviewed him on a couple of different times, and I respect the guy greatly because one of his big mantras is, if you have any question about it, you sign up and just do it for yourself, and you can see it firsthand. He did that when it came to the election. He signed up and he was a poll worker. So I wanted to see it firsthand. That's the type of stuff he does. He wanted to know how bad people crossing over the border was. So he went to the border. You know, he worked for Fox News for a while. Then he worked for a station in Detroit, but he did like these national stories for them. I think that he is one of the best journalists I've ever seen. So what he decided to do was go on one of these ICE raids, these immigration raids. It was awesome. So what did he decide to do with these immigration raids? I'm just going to go look and see how it goes. He said, this is how it went down. They had the ICE agents scouting the area for days. They weren't out there wearing masks, but they were very calculated. They knew that who they were hunting were dangerous individuals. So they had to know where they were going to be and how they were going to react. That was going to be important for them. So he watched as they made the arrest. They came in and it was very tactical. It was very swift. They didn't have any problem in that sense. It was no problem. So he said it was completely opposite of the way the mainstream media makes it sound like. They're going in swapping up old ladies that were peaceful individuals. He's like, no, I witnessed it firsthand. You're talking about murderers and drug dealers and human traffickers. We're talking very dangerous individuals that have done harm to society and the people. And he's like, and by the way, one of the people that they arrested lived a couple of blocks from my mom. Boom, boom, boom. This is what I witnessed. Here's the reality of what's happening with these ICE raids. God bless these guys because they are getting some bad people out. And that I respect because he got to see it firsthand. All right. I think we might be able to connect with our guest, Dr. Bo Cabala, after the break. I think we might have mixed up some of the time zones. And oh, he's on hold now. This is fantastic. Okay, we got him. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have our guest, an expert in political science, Dr. Bo Cabala. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach the show, feel free to text us at 800-905-0989. And also, if you want to reach me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, you're listening to WORD.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.